have to. I'm here. I'm already here.
No.
So,
whoa. No.
So I'm already here.
No, no one knows his voice.
So let's, we can just start talking and start doing content now. And now it's time for content. So let's do it. Really no reason to do all this.
Look who's back. Amazing.
Man, we had to try and get so many guest stars to fill in while you were gone, and now he's back.
What guest stars did
ready
you get?
Ready for action. We had Joe Trahan.
He's a star.
He is a star. Dave Lane, of course.
He's a star.
Who is the primary fill-in when you're unavailable.
As he should be. He's my vice president of comedic operations.
And I know Monty's in the cabinet, so we had Monty answer the signal 1 week.
He's my secretary of state of comedic operations.
Monty is secretary.
Do you think we need to change that, like in the administration?
Because I feel like
you have
next in line.
Well, do you think secretary is a strong sounding word?
I feel like it's
what else would it be? Czar?
No, but when you think about it,
like
it was
executive of state, executive of defense.
Okay. Because when I was in my fraternity, no one wanted to be the secretary.
But
it just felt like
that
you had to. You know what the connotations are when you think about secretary.
Olden
days.
And we've changed the job title of secretary. It's now executive
assistant.
So it should be the executive assistant of state.
But what state?
Well, I mean, the United States. I'm talking about the national office of secretary of state.
I feel like when you vote for president, you shouldn't automatically have to take their vice president. I feel like you need to vote for vice president, secretary.
What?
I mean, separately.
You know how they used to do it?
Like, if you're voting for president, whoever wins, their vice president is automatically the vice president.
Right, because it's a ticket.
But why don't we vote separately?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Mayhem.
You can get one.
I like it.
One party as the president, one party, other party as the vice.
We don't get to vote for the cabinet.
That's the way they used to do it in the early days of America. Like the runner-up would be the vice president.
Right.
Like whoever didn't win the election would be the vice president.
That'd be a trip.
Now, why don't we do that?
Yeah, and then you're guaranteed to mix it up a little bit.
You know, that's a mess.
Cool.
And it allows presidential candidates to choose someone as vice president who will strengthen their chances of winning the presidency.
Which is really weird, too, because usually the vice president doesn't do anything.
Well,
they do stuff, but not prominently.
It's the backup quarterback.
Yes.
Position of America.
But we've had strong vice presidents. Dick Cheney was a very strong vice president.
What'd he do?
Well, some unfairly say he was the president.
They do.
Yes, they do say
but
that.
But that's
when I was president of my fraternity for 3 years, and I guess they decided
to put that on this bragging montage.
Needed a change, and they elected another guy president, but I was vice president, and then I was basically president again.
So you ran it?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
You were president and then vice president and president again?
No, I was president for 3 years, and then my last year I was vice president. I was in the frat for four years.
Vote on that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's very unusual.
Man, they must
have we ever had a president of the United States that then became a vice president afterwards?
I felt that was very unusual.
Not that I can.
They needed me.
You weren't part of one of those.
I was a big dog in school.
Fraternities that did branding and stuff, were you?
Yeah, I have one on my leg.
Really?
I do.
Can't you opt out of that?
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to get it.
But you wanted to get branded by your fraternity.
I did.
That's so creepy. That's like cattle.
I didn't want to get it on my arm because it was too close to my heart. It was a dumb reasoning. If I were to change anything and go back, I would definitely get popped on my arm.
You would?
Absolutely. Yes.
It's so gross looking.
Yes. When it's done right, it's great.
It festers.
What do you mean when it's done right?
No, you have some that can look a little gross, but you have to get it right. But if you get it right, I have a few frat brothers that they have the brand on their arm. It's like, Dang it, I should have done it. I'm too old now.
So they have an actual branding iron.
Yeah.
That they heat up. How do they heat it up?
In a fire.
Stove.
Yeah.
Whatever, fire.
It just seems so unmedical.
I'm pretty sure it is.
What do they pour on it afterwards? Anything to clean it or anything?
Yeah, like hydrogen peroxide? You definitely have to take care of it.
How long do they hold it on there?
I guess, and that's the problem. If you hold it on a little too long, it could just look pretty bad. I was so nervous when it happened, even on my leg. I didn't.
Let's see it.
You're not gonna be.
That had to hurt so incredibly bad.
30 something years ago, so it's kind of faded.
Yeah, but scar tissue.
Yeah, you maybe can see the outline of it. Yeah. There it is, right there. You can see the outline of it, but I don't think you can make out.
No,
what
you
the
can't even
it
tell. It just looks like a bruise.
And looks like they only held it on there for like a second.
And they probably did. And as soon as it touched me, I probably went, oh, man. And
then yeah, I'd be so.
You screamed like you did when they waxed your.
That's what it sounded like.
Your chest.
Like. Yeah.
Did you drink a lot of alcohol to prepare yourself?
No, that's probably the one thing you don't want to do.
Well, they brand people in Yellowstone. They always got to drink a lot of alcohol beforehand.
So was it like an assembly line of new pledges that got the brand or whatever?
No,
or
everyone didn't
recruits?
Get
recruits? What do you call yourselves?
Yeah, you pledged. Pledgees.
I know, but you don't get the brand until you become a member.
Until you cross over, right. So it was years after I crossed over. It's not like immediately after it happened. It was because no one had a brand until maybe 2 or 3 years into the frat. And then I guess someone had a Brandon iron. And it was just one pop. Like, you used to have to get it with like a coat hanger. So if you wanted to make an A, you had to get popped 3 times to make the A. But they had just one. Just it was
somebody
already
went
made
and,
out.
And
yeah.
What? Paid to have one made.
Right.
What? So you were in the frat for a couple of years and then like, all right, well, now I'm ready for the brand.
Yeah, I thought it was like a requirement to be in
right,
the frat.
That's what not ours. I don't know about anyone else.
So why did you choose to get it later on after being already in the frat?
Because that was the only time it was available. It wasn't available. If they would have had that thing right when I crossed, I would have, pop me wherever. I was so excited to be a member of the frat. I would have said, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
But it wasn't available. Again, they didn't have it until that one time. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. But I just wanted to do it on my leg.
I try to understand Greek culture. I just don't. I was not part of it. And
it's understandable, man. I never.
But, boy, people are so into it. And it's just so crazy to
man,
me.
Man, you should see the, especially when we went to Tampa.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
Sigma Gamma Rho, a sorority. Yeah. They had they call it a boule, but it's their convention. They do it every 2 years. And they were in Tampa like 10,000 strong. Then I went to Vegas, and the other sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha, one of the other ones, they had theirs in Vegas, and they were 25,000 strong in Vegas.
Man.
So it's just not just, and you know what? I thought the same thing. It's a college thing. We'll have fun and, you know, just kind of go about your business. But it just goes way deeper than that for a lot of people. And some get their everything out in college. And they don't fool with it anymore. But then I was telling Matt, there are some people who didn't get into that organization in college and decided, you know what, I want to be a part of that. They can pledge grad chapter, and then that's something I probably wouldn't do, but that's just me because I did it undergraduate, so I'm fine.
So being in a fraternity in graduate, on the graduate level, after you graduate?
Grad chapter, yeah.
Yeah, but then after that, like they do it as a job now, right? Some of them? That are running
a job.
Well, they have officers and, you know, so
is that their job?
I don't know if they get paid. No, they're just part of the organization and they're an officer just like in school.
But they still run it and they're in their 50s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
So when did black sororities and fraternities get so huge? Because that is one of the strongest fraternity cultures that there is.
Yeah, it is.
It's
just so
crazy
different
to me.
Because I think a lot of in the white fraternities and sororities, I don't know if they have the graduate level, and I don't know if they really even do anything after they get out of school.
Right.
But this, we always say, and when you're being initiated and everything, it's like, hey, it's for life, man, and it truly is. Like, I can go, and I met one of my fraternity brothers in Tampa, and was kind of standing there talking to him, and never met the guy in my life, but, you know, same fraternity member. Talk, chop it up. He even gave me his number. Hey, man, holler at me. You know, okay. I forgot his name, but
what was his year? What was his?
Uh, Oh, did he play this in 90?
Because you're saying that you yell out your year or whatever.
Oh,
right?
yeah. We were founded in 1906. So if I see one of my frat brothers walking down the street, I can yell 1-9, he'll yell 06, and then we'll, you know, throw out the frat sign. I'll see one of my fraternity members, if they have a license plate on their car, and if I drive by and I throw up the frat sign, they'll throw it right back. Hey, what's up? And then just keep on going about your merry way.
That's kind of awesome.
I used to have a license plate on my car, but I don't have one anymore.
Man.
Has fraternity membership gone down? Is it still as big of a cultural influence as it used to be?
Great question,
or has it gotten bigger?
I don't know. I really don't. Like, my chapter is still going pretty strong down in Commerce, but there are times when it's like, oh, man, we have like 3 members on the yard. You know, you start trying to maybe get membership up and recruit and get some guys in there. And I don't know if it's as big as it was when I was in school. I don't want to be old man yelling at cloud saying, back in my day, it was great. But
And what comes with the, if you're a fraternity member, is there some sort of pledge that you have that if somebody from the fraternity calls you up 20 years from now and needs help, you've got to go help them? Like, I mean, there's got to be some upside to being a fraternity member.
Well, I'll say this. Just because you're in my frat doesn't mean I have to like you. So there are some guys that you're way closer to than the others.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have some guys now that I was in college with that we still hang out, if they call me, I'm right there. And I'll try and help other fraternity members. It may not go to the top of the list, but I'll try to see what I can do. But you do have that bond. It's just, you know, we have the same thing. We have the same, I guess, focus as far as...
I would like to pledge to your fraternity. Can I get in now?
You absolutely can.
You just have to pledge go through some hazing chapter. Stuff?
Of course not.
We don't condone that.
You
did hazing stuff.
That's ridiculous. Stuff.
That'd be fun. You should try it.
That's the part that I think is so dumb.
The hazing?
Yes, because all it is just cycles of abuse. It's the
whole, it's a little weird.
Hey, I had to go through this crap, right. So I'm going to put the next class through it.
And that's
their turn now.
That's a lot of thinking. That's just not black fraternities. That's fraternities and sororities as a whole.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
And
it's like
that's some mentality. And it takes some people who kind of get in and try and change that cycle a bit. You can't take it all out, but you can make it to where, okay, that's kind of dumb and ridiculous. And even
like in old school when they were having to stand on top of the roof and throw the center block off the roof while it was tied to their nuts.
That's not even close to anything that we had to go through. We didn't have to go through that.
At some fraternities, I bet stuff
maybe
like that.
So. I don't know.
I've heard of things, but I was never in a fraternity, so I don't know.
But it.
I was in an organization.
Okay. I would always say that.
It's generic.
But it wasn't. It was a theater organization and women were in it too. So it wasn't a fraternity.
Like a social club.
It was called Alpha Psi Omega and we got hazed and had to do silly, goofy stuff when we pledged. What? But
can we get away from the Greek stuff? Why does it always have to be.
I don't know.
Have Greek names?
I don't know.
Yeah, why couldn't it be called
the theater
club?
I was telling you some of the stuff we had to do.
Yeah, but so what you were talking about is not hazing. If you have to, drop to the ground and pretend like you're frying bacon, that's not hazing.
Yeah, that's called improv exercise.
Right.
Yeah, stuff like that that we had to do. If you saw one of the upperclassmen member on campus, they would just tell you stuff to do and you had to do it.
See, that's dumb.
It's silly.
I don't consider that hazing. But there are some.
It's just organized bullying is what a lot of these fraternities
are. And you're right. But there are some situations to where if you're a group, because there's 4 of us that play us together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one, those are the ones that I'm closest to because, you know, we had to go through a lot of those different things. But we kind of
you bonded during the bullying phase.
No question. We did. But it comes to a point to where you can almost just stand up and say, I'm not doing that. And I think that's what they're trying to almost kind of get inside your head a bit.
Your breaking point, trying to find
right,
it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, that's not happening. So what's next?
Yeah. I would have been right up front when they had asked me to do something. I would have said no, but I still want to be in the fraternity. So where's the paperwork?
Like
I'll do the paperwork. Yeah, and okay, we're done.
So what's next?
We got it.
What's the next activity?
You want to eat pizza or something?
I don't know if it's
why do I want to swallow goldfish pizza when we can just order out for pizza?
I know. Well, but put the goldfish on the pizza.
Yeah.
Did you have to swallow goldfish?
No.
You have to do a bunch of push-ups.
Yeah, you have to do some calisthenics. Which and, I think this is fine.
Isn't the purpose of the fraternal organization, though, to be of service in some way? Aren't you supposed to clean out old people's houses?
Community service, sure.
Okay.
That's a huge part of it.
What'd you have to do?
As far as community service, we clean up roads. We would go to the kids and read to the kids. We'd do different things around
all
the
while you
the
were
community.
In college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'd do a lot of that here on the graduate level. Like, you'll see some news stories about my fraternity going and paying for groceries in a neighborhood to where, you know, a lot of people can't afford it. They'll stand at the cash checkout line, and you bring your groceries up, they'll pay for it and go about your merry way. And that will get news coverage. So it's a lot of community involved, especially on the graduate level. Undergraduate level is probably more about
organized drinking,
partying, exactly. You know, doing all that. But
where they cover your mouth and then pour vodka over you or something.
Yeah, no, never happened. Never happened to me.
And sororities have hazing rituals too, right?
That's what I heard.
Like sure. The spankings and...
I mean, you know, teach his own. You got to do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure exactly what's happening, but...
But you've heard some things.
They have to get paddled.
Yeah. What else?
I only speak for myself. I don't know about anything else going on in any other organization.
You're very educated on this, so...
I was in the Greek life for 4.5 years, man. It was fun. That was great.
How much Greek did you learn?
The alphabet.
You have to study the alphabet? What else?
That's it.
The alphabet.
Greek-wise, yeah.
you have to learn that, though. Was it alpha, beta?
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi. We never say omega. Because they suck.
Way
to get back at them. Yeah.
Whoa.
And you put them in their place.
Okay. That's right. All right, put up the signal.
Okay.
Yes.
Learned all about Greek life.
Yeah.
The Greek organization known as whatever Donnie's in.
I'll send you the paperwork, Gordon, so you can join the frat.
Yeah. Send me the goldfish, too. I'll swallow them. Free of charge.
Gordon. Talk Mavericks next here on The Ticket.